From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Trump administration is responding to criticism that it isn't giving enough help and quickly enough to Puerto Rico after the American island was devastated by Hurricane Maria. The acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke spoke to reporters Thursday at the White House.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of an emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a three-star general for recovery efforts. He also told reporters that in Puerto Rico there are 44 operational hospitals out of 69 total. And he said, the president and I have absolute 100% confidence in what Secretary Elaine Duke and the FEMA director Brock Long and the men and women of Puerto Rico are doing. They are going to get through this. Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on Thursday that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in American politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russian-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the United States aided in targeting content to certain users. This is VOA News. The Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib to help end the civil war in the country, the agreement seen as a key step toward ending the war and ushering in the start of a peace process. An American woman and her Syrian family are suing the Trump administration for denying them visas to come to the U.S. after their applications were approved. The Washington-based group Muslim Advocates and a Washington law firm are representing the family, whose names have not been made public. The group is blaming President Trump's travel ban against several Muslim-majority countries, including Syria. A report finds significant improvement is being made in Somalia's human rights situation, but challenges remain. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says both natural and man-made factors are to blame for ongoing human rights abuses in Somalia. A major concern is the violation of the right to life. The report says military personnel and civilians are being killed by al-Shabaab militants through improvised explosives, ambushes, assassinations, and other random attacks. Baham Tom Nyanduga is the independent expert on the human rights situation in Somalia. The independent expert urges the government of Somalia to strengthen its laws and judicial system to better promote and protect human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Thursday for swift action to halt the deteriorating situation in Myanmar's northern Rakhine State, where a half million, mostly Rohingya Muslims, have fled to neighboring Bangladesh in the past month. He spoke to an open meeting of the UN Security Council. He said, the situation has spiraled into the world's fastest developing refugee emergency, a humanitarian and human rights nightmare. The Council has privately discussed the situation three times in the past month, but Thursday's session was the first time since 2009 that it has publicly discussed Myanmar. And the U.S. government has fined a tree trimming company a record $95 million for knowingly hiring illegal immigrants. Prosecutors say company managers deliberately looked the other way at the Philadelphia-based Asplunda Tree Company, while supervisors knowingly hired thousands of undocumented workers between 2010 and 2015. The company says it apologizes and it accepts responsibility for the charges. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.